Welcome to The Thoughtful Entrepreneur. If you're committed to growing your business by serving audiences with generosity and real expertise, you're in the right place. This is a daily 15-minute show featuring leaders who believe real impact comes from generosity, not hype, which means, as a listener, you're going to get the good stuff. In fact, we created podverified.com to give thoughtful leaders like you free tools to show up better on podcast stages like this one. That includes your free PodVerified score, free PodVerified guest training, a free media kit builder, and so much more. It's the first ecosystem of its kind built by podcasters who genuinely want to help guests thrive and grow in podcasting. Visit podverify.com if you'd like to be featured as a future guest. I'm Josh Ellidge. Let's get into it. With us right now, it is George Dubeck. George, you are known as the ultimate networker. Your website is theultimatenetworker.com. George, it's great to have you.
Well, thanks, Josh. I'm excited to be on your show. It's very good that you're providing great information to the business world and to people in general about different things in life that can make them more successful.
Heck yeah, it's good, especially, George, when I get great people like you. So before we get going and talking about your superpowers, and we're going to be talking about, you know, very tactical ways and you know, the ROI of networking versus a lot of other activity that a lot of us leaders spend our time doing, always love just kind of, you know, hearing what multi-passionate business leaders do when they're not at work. What have you been into lately?
Well, listen, Josh, I've been around a long time. I just turned 79 last week. So wow. I've lived in different decades and different time spans. And when I was younger, I was totally into athletics. I played tennis, racquetball, football, basketball. I mean, you name it. Sports was pretty much top of the list. And then as I got older, it became more focused on business. The mid years, I think in most people's lives, they focus more on making money in business. And then now, in my latter years, I would say my total focus and fun is all about family. Everything I do is related to my kids, my grandkids, my great-grandkids. Yeah. I visit them. I take them places. I play with them. That's my fun.
Sure. What's something specific that you like doing with them?
To be honest, just being around them.
George, give me something specific that you guys have done lately.
A 4-year-old that they like candy. They like ice cream cones. They like Disney World. We just went to Legoland with my granddaughter here a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
So that's it.
What did they like at Legoland?
Oh, Legoland is incredible. We went to the one in Florida. And
that's the one I go to.
My granddaughter's 4 years old. She loves Legos. She builds like constantly these Lego things.
Well, let me tell you, I had a couple of Lego fanatics. They are now studying mechanical engineering at UCF, but we spent a lot of time going to Legoland, let me tell you. So inspiring, George, you're inspiring the next generation. And also you inspire a lot of people to follow your lead when it comes to networking. Do you mind just sharing a little bit about why you're such an advocate for the skill and art of networking?
Well, you know, when I was younger, and again, as I grew up and went into the business world, I really didn't understand the principles of networking. I didn't use it to my advantage at all. I basically, I don't know how to describe it. I just flowed through life, business. But as I got older, I realized that, you know, your fortune is in your network. It's who you know and who knows you. And I really started focusing on networking when I was in my 50s. And then I decided that it's really important that I build a database. So I started collecting names and phone numbers of doctors, lawyers, accountants, just everybody that I could imagine I run into. I started building a database. And so as of today, I'm kind of like a resource center. People call me up every day, Josh, and say, hey, do you have a good doctor? Do you have a good attorney? I have this problem. Do you have? I'm looking for an employee, or I'm looking for work. So, and then the one thing I found out is that really, if you do proper networking, you can get anything you want in life if you use your network. You can ask for anything. The people are afraid to ask their friends and neighbors for help, whatever it is you're looking for, advice, clients, you're looking for a job, you're looking for a place to live, ask your network to help you find a place.
Yeah, it really is. And George, I love the way you shared this. Like, I mean, our superpower, particularly for those of us who have spent time building relationships, we've been just doing what we've been doing. I'll go so far as to say that, you know, it's like that. I would say that this is probably one of the areas, you know, I hear this a lot where the more you do something, the longer you stay involved in doing something, like generally life gets easier professionally, the longer you stay in it. Now, some of that is just, you know, wisdom and experience and things that we learn. But a lot of that is we just know a lot of smart people. So, for example, you know, starting a new product or, you know, effectively a new startup this year, man, I'll tell you what, it is hard, but it is so much easier for me today than someone who has to start from square one. You got to do a lot of advertising to try to attract people. Not me. I've been, you know, I've been following the George Dubeck manual and just really focus on building lots and lots of meaningful relationships, not just social media followers. And I'm kind of teeing you up here because I know as I'm saying this stuff, you're like, oh yeah, this is it right here. True connection. And if you have like an army of connections like this, man, again, life is just easy.
Yeah, well, also, you brought up a good point when you started the interview by asking me about, like, what do I do? Because another way of building good relationships, Josh, is not just talking business, okay?
Oh.
Is getting to find out their personal things about their wife and their kids and ask them what they do for fun and find out what their hot buttons are. Like, one thing I notice, if you're from the same town as somebody else, there's an immediate affinity to connect, right? Like, I'm from Youngstown, Ohio. And when I go out and somebody hears me say, oh, you're from Youngstown, they're immediately like my friend. It's crazy how that works. Like your hometown or a football team that you follow, or if you're a fan of something, it's amazing how those connections really help, not just doing business.
Well, George, what do you do professionally and how do you help people?
Well, I do basically promoting events. I'm in South Florida. So as you can see, my background here, the sun, the seas, the breeze, but I promote events. I run events of my own. I do very select coaching. I don't like to do big groups because I find in my years past teaching big groups of people, it's a waste of time. I like somebody that is going to focus on a certain skill and I can coach them individually and train them and they're dedicated to it, because I believe, Josh, more in training than in education or webinars or Zoom calls.
Yeah,
I think if you want to learn a skill, you have to train yourself. You have to read the books, take the coaching, and then practice and implement what you learn. If you don't do that, you know, going to listen to Tony Robbins for $5,000 for a weekend is not going to make you successful. You got to train yourself in being a businessman or a salesman. Or even a good father. Think about it. How many people train themselves to be a good father?
Well, hopefully by experience, we get better every single day.
Well, I think that the problem is it takes too long to get that experience. I'm a believer in frontline training. In fact, my favorite story, Josh, is would you rather be in a foxhole in a war zone with a Navy SEAL who flunked out of high school or a straight A student from Annapolis?
Yeah, in that instance, I think the skills valuable for that situation, I want someone who's going to shoot the gun pretty well.
Right. A guy that's been trained. He doesn't have to be smart. He just is trained in a skill. So that's why I tell people, if you want to be a good husband, a good father, you want to be a good salesman, go get trained. I mean, we lack training in our, we have education, but we don't have enough training. I firmly believe that.
Well, George, your book is called Ultimate Networking. What does someone learn when they study your work, your course, or
well,
your
the
book?
Most important thing is to assess where you're at as a networker. In fact, I have an assessment in my book. And everybody has to take the assessment that reads my book, and it'll rate you as a networker, because you got to understand where are you right now in what you're doing when you go out and you network with others and build relationships. And this is a funny story, Josh, but before I wrote the book, I thought on a scale of 1 to 10 that I was an 8 as a networker, okay? I just assumed that, man, I could talk to anybody. I'm out there. I'm doing business. I'm connecting. And then when I wrote my book and I took my own assessment, you know what my score was? I scored myself as a 6 because I really wasn't doing what I should be doing to the extent that I feel is a better performance. So then I had to upgrade my own skill set to match my book. How's that?
And what did you have to do?
Well, it's just that I had to be more dedicated to getting the names and contact information, because too many people go to events and they meet people and they don't get all the proper information, their name, their phone number, their email address, their website, and then also take notes. Like, I'll tell you what. When I go to a networking event, Josh, see this? Oh, I don't know if you could, I
Nope, it's
guess.
transparent. All I see is your.
Oh, yeah, wait, it's kind of hard to see. Anyway,
That's all right.
I carry a transparent box with me, and in the box is my books. And I also, when I meet somebody of import, I have an old-fashioned clipboard. And I pull this out. I don't do the digital cards and the business cards. I actually sit there with the person that I meet and I write their name, their phone number, their email address, and I make notes while they're watching me, because these are people that I'm going to actually follow up with. And again, follow up and follow through is where the fortune is in building relationships and networking. So I show people that I'm very interested. They see me writing their information down. When I go home, that's my worksheet, and I upload them in my database, and then I follow up with emails, phone calls, Zoom calls. So I'm
Fortune's
a
in
real
that
serious
follow-up.
networker.
You know, George, and I think you do have a bit of a refreshing message today where I think a lot of folks are focused on followers, but it sounds like you appreciate more than just having a follower here is truly having a relationship and a connection, and that overall that often can outweigh, you know, it's like the value of one true connection versus a hundred rando followers or whatever on social media.
Yeah, well, that's, and then the other thing that I do is I try to constantly connect people. Like if I meet somebody out at an event and they have something that I think would be of interest to one of my people in my database, I connect them. Okay, so I'm always connecting people. I connect the dots, I call it. So I'm always referring people to friends and associates and other people that they'll probably never had a chance to meet, but I can connect them.
And connecting people costs virtually nothing, but it is such high perceived value for the people involved if you can help make that right connection. So you then become a really valuable person to know. George, tell me about how folks engage with you. Like if they've been listening to our conversation, how can they continue to get value from you? I know you have a business networker assessment on your website, theultimatenetworker.com. You've got some resources that you give away.
Well, yeah. Well, of course, I have my books. I wrote 6 books on networking, and I have a workbook too that people can purchase on Amazon. And they can go to my website, theultimatenetworker.com, and they can order the books and so forth. And then also, if anybody individually wants to contact me for coaching, like I said, I do coach individuals, but on a very select, limited basis. People that are really focused on improving their skills in networking and not just, on a periphery, reading a book or going to some webinar, people that are real serious, because I definitely can teach people how to network properly and even find a date or a mate. In fact, I talk about social networking, Josh. I used to teach courses for people looking to find a mate or to, basically get married by using your a social network to find a mate. So what I used to teach, I had classes where I would tell people to write down everything they wanted in the opposite sex and then give it to your friends, family, and your neighbors and say, look, if you know somebody that this
Let
fits
them
you,
do the work for you.
that's right. And that's how I found my wife 46 years ago, Josh, by using that
Wow.
system. I made a list. I gave it to my 10 best male friends. And within 3 months, my best friend Paul called me up, introduced me to my now wife, and we've been married 46 years.
Got a hot lead for you. Well,
Yeah.
congratulations on 46 years. George, your website is theultimatenetworker.com. When people go to your website, what should they click on? What should they do?
Well, like I said, if they're interested in my books, there's a section there where my books are, and then they can take the assessment to see where they stand as a networker, and my phone number's on there. They can call me up, and I'll be more than happy to discuss anything with anybody, answer their questions, or if they're interested in private coaching, I can explain how that works.
Excellent. All right. The Ultimate Networker, George Dubeck, your website, theultimatenetworker.com. George, thank you so much for the conversation. Have a wonderful rest of the day, my friend.
Okay, Josh, it was a pleasure. Great.
Thanks for listening to The Thoughtful Entrepreneur. If your goal is to grow your business, increase revenue, and build authority without gimmicks, this show is designed for you. Each episode gives you practical insight from leaders who have turned trust and credibility into real business results. If you value short, thoughtful conversations that respect your time, make sure you're subscribed. We publish daily 15-minute episodes focused on growth that actually compounds. And if you're interested in being a guest or you want to turn podcast appearances into measurable business growth, visit podverified.com. You can start for free with your PodVerified score, along with free podcast guest training and a free media kit builder. These tools are built to help you get booked on better shows, deliver stronger interviews, and convert audience trust into revenue. No more desperate sales. You truly can enjoy all the business you like by generously sharing your wisdom. Everything we offer is built by podcasters for guests with a focus on trust, organic growth, and long-term business success. Thanks again for spending your time with us. I'll see you next time.